Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Wednesday, May 12th. As we've mentioned in recent episodes, tomorrow marks an important deadline in the Texas House of Representatives. After tomorrow, they can no longer consider House bills or House joint resolutions on a second reading calendar. Similarly, many additional deadlines will follow suit as the 87th legislative session finally comes to its end, or sine die. Friday, May 14th, is the last day that the House can consider consent House bills on their local and consent calendar. That calendar has already been posted. Tuesday, May 25th, is the last day that the House can consider Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions on a second reading calendar as well. Given that there's one of several impending deadlines tomorrow, it's obvious that some legislative priorities are about to meet their end in the overall legislative process. I recently wrote an article listing some of these priorities in detail. You can find that on our website or on the show notes page for this episode. As we've talked about several times, House Bill 1399 by State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt, was scheduled on today's posted legislative calendar. This bill prohibits a physician from performing gender transition surgeries or administering puberty blockers to minors. At issue, however, is that the House is still considering bills that were originally scheduled for yesterday's calendar. In fact, they still have to consider 266 other bills before even getting to House Bill 1399. This almost assuredly means that it will not be gotten to in time. A similar Senate bill authored by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, passed out of the Senate in late April, but has been sitting in the House Public Health Committee ever since. Both of these are, of course, priorities of the Republican Party of Texas with relation to children and gender modification. A few religious freedom priority bills of the Republican Party of Texas will also fall victim to the calendar. House Concurrent Resolution 1 by State Representative Phil Stevenson, a Republican from Wharton, would make a public statement that the Texas legislature supports public prayer, the use of the word God in public gatherings, and the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and government buildings. House Bill 1424 by State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cyprus, would have given protections to individuals who refuse to participate in providing certain health care services for reasons of conscience. It was posted on Thursday's calendar. Perhaps the most grotesque reality of many of the legislative priorities falling victim to the legislative clock is to realize what actual bills were scheduled ahead of them. You can find out more about that comparison on our website. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. this morning. They have almost 300 bills on their calendar to consider. Many of them have been bills we've talked about in previous episodes, so make sure to go back and check on yesterday's and Monday's episodes for specific bill explanations. This is important for a few reasons, but chief among them is what inevitably means for several of the legislative priorities still in legislative limbo. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today. They've added several bills to their intent calendar still to consider. They operate with much less stringent rules and frankly have almost no real deadlines to be worried about in the near future. It's important to note that almost all of the legislative priorities of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's have already been passed out of the Senate, so much of what is left is a mixture of Senate bills still languishing in the chamber or House bills that have already come over and are going through the legislative process. Today is day 121 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 20 days left, counting today. As a reminder, tomorrow marks an important deadline in the House. Once it passes, the focus for House lawmakers will be getting Senate bills that have come over through the legislative process until really the last week of the legislative session, where both chambers will then focus primarily on the differences between already passed bills. Then they, of course, will work on agreements to reconcile those differences before potentially sending them to the governor for his consideration. Expect that the passed budget and Senate Bill 1 will also come back with its conference committee report in the next week or so, allowing legislators one last look at getting it in the shape they want before the end. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update, and make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out the show notes page. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.